Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Guzu Saba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity is so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coins, hell pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, and that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is an organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you, well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I saw a mama talk. Yeah, I like
precinct, you know how we think. Organize the hood under our chain banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common need. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Shout out to black man. Live a third of his life in a jail cell. But the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the fact, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
All of my life I had to fight, nigga. All of my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. But I'ma stop be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11 even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit. Big enough to feed you every day, my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day that's equal. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be
nights and my prayers.
I remember you.
Only God can judge, is that right?
Only God, man.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own home. Just a bunch of dirty rats. Well, I took seed, cannabinoid from the weed. And hope it's focused, try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's done, tell me what's the Eastern Shrine. I've been trapped since birth, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man I fear, but it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed, and everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
I hear the doctor standing over me, screaming, I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here, naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we dream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the streets got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trapped. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see that it's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me.
Does not kill me, can only make me stronger.
For real.
I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Mark about to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, missed him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tips, now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could say the punk, I wish you would. To be the same motherfuckers in your face that'll rest up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase, grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sold the Kia ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers, dodging rulers, representing the bank. Pop, when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug that love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to floss some ball players, stick with Rose. Only God can judge me.
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 That's real.
Only God can judge me.
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 Only God, man.
That's real.
Since I first learned to crawl, then the walk I was running. Then I got older, started planning to run it. Hung around my OGs, they would mold me to run it. Then I got cocky, had a couple of running. Did a small business. river, learn mad wisdom from it. Got my mind right, now it's my time to run it. To the finish line, the success where I'm running. To make sure that my daughter's after me gon' run it. Running from the past to a higher state of mind. Running from the police, ain't got time to do no time. Running from these fakers since they game be so see-through. And running to that money like I'm running from the people. Running like I'm in a car race just to get it. Running like I'm late, no time to waste, I'm trying to get there. Running like I'm about to save my people when I get there. And do it like a king, ain't never did it when I get there. Cause I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running from the media and these lies that they feed us. Fingers to the government and this fake food they feed us. Turn you to a consumer with these messages they feed ya. Keep you disinformed with these messages they feed us. Cancer and disease from this food that they feed ya. Billions on healthcare from this food that they feed us. Kill us, but when it's time for war, then y'all need us. Medical experiment with live human feeders. So now I suggest that you lace up a runner. Go learn your history, boo, it's our time to run it. Look at our history and see how we used to run it. That's why they kept us down, because they know we're running. But now we're getting smarter, we about to take over. They call it the end of the world, we call it the takeover. Running because you realize this world belongs to us. And running like some kings and queens and warriors. Yeah, cause I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running.
Till I get free. Till I get free. I'll keep running. Till I get success, running through my mind, running to success. Ain't got time to waste no time. I'm trying to do my best. Now I'm grinding, now I'm shining, I'm running. Till I get free. Till I get free. Until I get free. I'll keep running.
Well, yeah, he may have a bigger gun, but that's no reason for you not masses of our people, and the movement will grow because their knowledge of the struggle will grow.
You say you go to church?
You say you believe in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say before Moses could lead his people to the promised land, they had to go through the Red Sea.
That's right.
You thinking they crossed some water, waded through a puddle, and stepped over a pond, and they could swim a little bit. That's not what the hell the book is talking about. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad say the Red Sea represents war, bloodshed, and revolution.
That's right.
War, bloodshed, and revolution. Before you can get to the promised land, you got to go through war, bloodshed, and a revolution. Revolution is the solution.
All right.
Whatever you are, be a revolutionary.
That's right.
I don't give a damn what you are. Be a revolutionary.
Right.
You're a teacher? I teach. I'm an educator. Well, that's fine. We need some nigga educators. And we need some black ones, too.
That's right.
You're an educator? Be a revolutionary educator. Teach revolution in the classroom. Take the subject matter of the curriculum and teach revolution with that subject matter. You say, well, I'm a doctor. Well, I'm a lawyer. Be a revolutionary lawyer.
Right.
Be a revolutionary doctor.
All right.
Be a revolutionary at whatever you do.
That's right.
You hip-hop? Huh?
Yeah.
You rap? Be a revolutionary rapper.
Yeah.
Bust revolutionary rhymes.
Right.
That will uplift your people. You got them wearing their pants down halfway across the crack of their behind.
Right.
You got them showing their bras pulled way up here. You got them looking like damn fools all over the place. You got that kind of influence. You are holding up the damn revolution.
That's
if you've got that kind of influence, put revolution on the minds of your people. Be a revolutionary rapper. Whatever you do, be a revolutionary.
Right, Paul.
You say, I'm just a mother. You're not just a mother. You hold the future of the revolution in your arms. You hold the future of the revolution of your people close to your breast, close to your bosom. Be a revolutionary mother.
Uh-huh.
Put revolutionary thoughts and ideas whispered in the ear of your baby. Sing revolutionary lullabies to your baby. Let your baby go to sleep under the tune of a revolutionary croon. That's a revolutionary mother. Your father, be a revolutionary father. Help bring your children up and father along the way, and further along the way, put in them that which will manifest down the wheel of time and down the line that will make them revolutionary.
Right.
Teach your babies who the enemy is. Teach your babies to recognize the enemy.
That's right.
Teach your babies to know that the enemy is not your friend.
That's
and
right.
Your friend is not your enemy.
Right.
Make them to fight the enemy even if they have to fight the enemy with a baby bottle.
That's right.
Teach your babies to be revolutionary. You grandma, you grandpa, be revolutionary grandma, grandpa. You rock the hell out of that rocking chair with some revolutionary rhythm. So we hear the creak of the boards so that we hear you putting down revolutionary.
The Democratic
Party is not the solution.
That's right.
The Republican Party is not the solution.
No good.
A future in white America is not the solution.
No good.
There is no magical white man that's going to be born that's going to have such a miraculous change of heart.
No good.
That he's going to free you.
Black power, black nation. Black power, black power, black love, black people. You're live here tonight with us. As you are every night, we welcome you to New Black Panther Party Radio. Everybody tuning in here tonight, live on the radio with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. Every night here live with your host, Brother Chief, National Chief of Staff, Brother Khatib Sadiq. Tune in here right now. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. That is how you listen live, and you are able to participate by pressing the number one. We'll put you live tonight in the queue. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Black power family, black love, black power people. We say to all of our beautiful black people listening here tonight, this is day 493, New Black Panther Party Radio, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we have made the statement due to the constant war that we face in this nation that the apocalypse is now. Due to the fall of America and the falling and the disadvantage that the enemy finds themselves in, the rise of a black nation, both here and abroad, lets us know a spiritual sense and understanding of the times, lets us know that the apocalypse is now, and these are the days of Armageddon. And here on day 493, the apocalypse is now, we want to cover counterintelligence in the war of attrition. Counterintelligence in the war of attrition, for which we are in at this very moment. And we are at war, a war of attrition at this very moment. We say to our family listening to this broadcast tonight, it's time that we stand up for our liberation and our salvation. It is time that we seize the time and whatever the time presents itself, as we heard in the beginning of this broadcast, for the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, our great ancestor. As we open up this broadcast, we take time to give thanks to our great warrior ancestors who have come along the way and laid down the great work that today we carry on through our warrior ethics, through the way that we communicate, and the way that we gain the hearts and minds of the people through demonstrating against the unjust crimes of this criminal regime. We give thanks to our great mighty warrior ancestors. Of course, we give thanks that we are the original people of God. We're thankful to be the people of the almighty wise God creator. We are thankful people and have spiritual understanding to know that it is that perfect balance. It is that which emanates from the dark, that which emanates from the black, that perfect balance of the great queen, the great feminine energy, the great mother, that which crafts the earth, that which pushes and processes the seasons and the equinoxes and the solstice, that black woman, the first being of the earth in Africa. We know that it is that perfect balance with the great man, the great black man, the great father energy, that great energy, and it is through the balance of both of them that we see and that we are able to experience both the physical and the spiritual. We give thanks that we have such divine perception in a time of chaos and in the time of a war of attrition. We are very thankful for that. We say to all of our beautiful black family listening tonight, it's time that we stand up for our freedom and independence and get on the front line, regardless of all of the counterintelligence operations and psychological operations that have been run against our people and trying to stop the liberation movement, which cannot be stopped. In light of a global pandemic that is a planned pandemic, in light of an escalation of police murder, brutality, ethnic cleansing and genocide, we say that is no reason for us to have fear that we cannot stand up and defend ourselves and solidify our black nation, and our victory is assured. So as long as we fight, we say now it's time to stand up and get on the front line with the revolutionaries of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Join the New Black Panther Party right now. Do it today, nbpp.org. And we say to everybody listening to this broadcast, now we have been broadcasting for 492 days, this being the 493rd episode. We are moving into the 500-day mark. We have revealed great truths that have shook the very foundation of a lie in the American government. For those actions and many actions that have been taken by the great work of the militants of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and this formation under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, we have been targeted. We have been targeted by counterintelligence operations, psychological warfare, and there has surely been an escalation in a war of attrition. We are in a war of attrition. And in fact, we are at war. We are in war, and it is a war of attrition. It is important
that we understand the counterintelligence operations, that we understand the current aspect, and that we understand the historical aspect. We must look now at the activities, at the schemes, the plans, and the attempts to cause dissension in the liberation movement and to turn the narrative from revolution to assimilation, from a black revolution to a fag revolution, from a black revolution to a voting revolution. None of the weak excuses that are put in front of or used to turn the narrative of the honest efforts of the liberation of our people can ever stand to the weight that the people have when we stand up and we defend ourselves against the unjust crimes and criminal activity and the constant offending against our human rights. We see counterintelligence in every aspect of our society, of the black nation. For the society of the American nation was not designed to be in the best interest for the development, defense, or the definition of our black nation. But in the black society, that is, although it is inside of America, although we live in communities here in America, we are treated as though we are not a part of America. And it is because the inception of America is a beginning of a cruel, wicked process of enslavement and of working us from sun up to sun down, our ancestors, and working us to the bone, literally to death. And America has broken every law to keep this country intact to this day. It comes from a process of a wicked bloodletting of African people that span the African diaspora, bringing them here against their will. And those African, indigenous, native, original black people, melanated black people who are here on this land before the so-called settlers, which we know as colonialists, which we know as us as slavers, which we know as criminals, criminal offenders of the black nation, we understand that the original people of this land as well here on this continent, so-called, had their land taken from up under their feet, our ancestors, through many different tricks, forced warfare, different wars of attrition, where the war of attrition is a prolonged war where one side uses strategies that cause small-scale wars, but it is consistent. It is drawn out, and it is done to drain a nation or a people of their resources and of their will to fight. This is what we have experienced in this nation since its inception. Therefore, counterintelligence is a necessary aspect on the side of the enemy. Because as long as there have been enslavement, as long as there have been this war, and for the time of 6,000 years in general, 500 years in specific, we talk about on this side of the hemisphere, we understand that as long as there has been a war of attrition on our people, the black nation, there have been freedom fighters. There have been revolutionaries. And today, we see those revolutionaries amongst us. It is when the revolutionary stands up and fights. It is when the revolutionary begins to serve the community. They become a direct target in line of the bullseye for the white man's interrogation, surveillance, criminalization, and attempted assassinations, all in hopes to physically, ultimately assassinate our great revolutionaries, freedom fighters, our great leaders, as it has happened throughout time and continues to happen to this day. There is a further process, a deeper process of monitoring, criminalizing. What is counterintelligence? Counterintelligence is used by the enemy. It is used by the enemy as a device to infiltrate, a device to assassinate, a device to disenfranchise, defame, a device to badjack it, and a device that is used to ultimately attempt to cause a stop to the liberation movement. Once the liberation movement is firmly established, as it is today, the enemy will use all kinds of tactics, all of them fall in line with what could be called counterintelligence or psychological operations. We must understand the current aspect of this, and we must understand the historical aspect of counterintelligence and wars of attrition. We're in this war today, and we say to all of our beautiful black people, there's no reason, we have to learn, but there's no reason to fear the state, no reason to fear the white man, no reason not to stand up and strike a mighty blow for our liberation, but we do have to understand. During the times that we're broadcasting, during everyday life that we're living outside here in the communities, in the black nation, as we are continuing to fight our way out of this vicious cycle of ethnic cleansing and genocide here in this nation, we know that we are a nation within this nation. And every day, we're seeing a constant assault on the freedom fighter. Therefore, we say to all of our comrades, allies, and those alike, you got to watch your back. You got to watch your six. Hell, you got to watch your whole clock. Because there is an open war, as there has always been. In fact, there is an escalation of that open war, and we're seeing it right here in current day. We see it right now with Comrade Ozone, the assault, the attempting to criminalize and distance and defame, the attempts to use our comrade as a pawn to create a culture of fear around the nationalist movement that is established, right? It is information war. It is a physical war. The illegal kidnapping and holding against his will as a free man. We see this in the cases of our political prisoners in this nation, those who have fought on the same platform of the Black Panther Party. Here in the new Black Panther Party, we carry this platform. Those who have fought on platforms like MOVE and fought on the underground and the above ground and have fought and fight today to bring liberation to our people. We see a criminalization process, a monitoring process, a infiltration process, ultimately designed to incarcerate or assassinate, or both, one by way of the other, possible. So we have to pay attention. We've seen this right here in the new Black Panther Party. We're experiencing this with the constant attacks, lies, defamation, and character assassination against our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, a sister who has dedicated decades to the movement and liberation of our people, constantly being attacked by those who claim to be revolutionaries. We know this to be counterintelligence operations. Many times the enemy is so wicked, so vicious, insidious, and can get into the mind of those who are not strong enough to hold their platform and continue to battle on the curve of the professional warrior ethics, the five duties of a panther, and the 12 general orders, and the 13 points of attention, and all of the things that make us who we are, that make us what we are viewed as by the people, not the enemy. We find that these people who launched these attacks and have been and continue to launch these attacks at our national chairwoman, these are not honorable men, not honorable women. They are aligning themselves, whether controlled directly or not, by the enemy or police state or any faction or association with the police state. We find through their actions, they are moving in line with counterintelligence operations. We want to hear from the people. What do you have to say about this, the counterintelligence operations that have been taking place in this nation, go against the human rights charters that have been set up internationally, go against our God-given right to fight our way out of a situation where we are being compressed and compacted into the American ghettos with an overdue debt of reparation over the head of the white man? How could they be so foolish to do these things? Because their nature is to be evil. And we are naturally righteous people, many times find ourselves, again, moving in line with these tactics due to our foolishness and our inability many times to attain a thorough knowledge of self and move toward our African center. But we leave no doubt, no doubt at all, that the counterintelligence operations of the American government have been going on for a long time. A long time, long before J. Edgar Hoover, America has always sent house niggas America, the white man, the European, the colonializing devil, the devil, has always used snitches, stool pigeons, house nigga, backdoor meal eat niggas, have always used different tactics of monitoring and surveilling, criminalizing, lying, corrupting, sabotaging, whitemailing, what they call blackmail, to try to set up, to try to frame or bring some dubious or faulty charge, an accusatory statement against the revolutionary or the freedom fighter. And make no doubt about it, this has been going on for a long time. We are able to define it into points in history, but we say as long as there have been an assault on the African civilization, there has been a response. And that response has been strong and has been rebellious. As long as there has been rebels, there has been counterintelligence. Whether it has been by the name or by the infamy of the FBI, it has always existed. It has always been around. It has always been the intention of the so-called slave master of those times to try to attempt to understand the language or to forcefully breathe the language out of us, our natural languages. When we were speaking firstly and foremost in those languages, we were able to make great plans and great rebellions, even when we were not. Look at the great Stono Rebellion and the Nat Turner Rebellion and the Denmark Vesey, and look at Haiti, and look at all of these rebellions and the Mau Mau and Kenya. And how did it happen? How did it happen? It happened with the acknowledging that, yes, we were planned. Yes, the devil planned. But we are on the side of a righteous nature. So, of course, our planning will have a protection that the white man can't touch. They have to go to extremes to be able to infiltrate, because they know that the real ones of us, of the few of us that there already is, the real out of those few, they know that we will not work with the white man. They know that we will not work with the pig. So it is their design today that they are trying to turn the narrative to make it be seen that to fight in the battlefields of America, you must congregate and discuss your movements with your enemy. But there is no wise general, no nation, America included, who sits and talks with another nation or talks with their enemy on what they will do next. And if that is not it, then let it be known that we do consider the many deceptive and divisive elements of ethnic cleansing and genocide in this nation an enemy to our people and devices of destruction to our people. Therefore, our enemy are those who offend against us. Take it or leave it. That is how it is. So there is no miscommunication or confusion on who we consider the enemy. Anybody who comes against our people, attacks the freedom fighters, tries to stand in the way of the honest liberations and the efforts of liberation of our people, and runs counterintelligence and psychological operations against our people, they are the enemy. So there is no confusion there. No wise anybody tells another man or woman what their next move will be. But in fact, when they are trying today to spin the narrative, turn the narrative, that when we hit the battlefield, we should discuss with our enemy what we will do and even ask them permissions through attaining permits and things of that nature. But all of these things are concessions. All of these things are nothing. They don't hold any weight in our freedom and liberation. There can be no petition signed that will see the freedom and liberation of our people. Goddamn the white man's petition. There have been and can be no law signed by a black or white politician that will secure the freedom and liberation of our people. And we know this because we know no nation gains their freedom and independence from a signature on a piece of paper or from a discussing with their enemy what their next move would be. In 1919, we know that there was the Spanish flu epidemic, but what also was going on at the time was the FBI's assault on Marcus Garvey. It is a point to examine for counterintelligence. in a war of attrition, right? The FBI called Marcus Garvey the Black Moses, and we know Moses was black anyway. In 1923, 3 years after they initiated their counterintelligence against the great and honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, in 1923, they were able to, again, as we discussed, the same with Brother Ozone, the same as they attempt to do what our national chairwoman have done to our National Central Committee, many of the officers in the National Central Committee. They, in 1923, the Justice Department, they got a false, phony charge of a so-called mail fraud against our ancestors. Now, we will be focusing on that same time, talking about a war of attrition, right? Because we're talking about counterintelligence and a war of attrition. But what also happened along that same procession of time? We know that in 1921, 2 years before the false mail fraud charge, we know that there was the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre as white men, pigs, white private citizens of this nation went and bombed and ravaged and savagely destroyed Tulsa, Oklahoma, as they have done and continue to do to many black economic districts, if not all of them have been at some point or are under attack today in this nation. That's a historical aspect. But the same things that we see historically, we understand now Marcus Garvey's biggest push, biggest message was what? For us to build a nation of our own, return back to Africa, to be nationalists, right? To build a nation of our own. So, of course, they're going to go after the black business owner. There were lynchings of black business owners. There were lynchings and draggings and quarterings of black business owners and black billionaires because, of course, the white man, the enemy, the FBI, and all of them, they are always using counterintelligence operations to try to strengthen their war of attrition against black people. We look at the historical aspects of the counterintelligence operations of this nation, and we see overt attempts, we see covert attempts, right, that are launched against the freedom fighters, launched against the liberation movement. We have to be very wise and pay attention to the information. We also have to watch our surroundings, watch who we are communicating with, right? Don't just be accepting people on your social media. Check them out, right? It's not a race you can get to the most friends, right? You don't know these people anyway. We are revolutionaries. We are freedom fighters. Therefore, we are looked at as a strong opposition, as a strong opposition to the ethnic cleansing and genocide of this nation that is carried out by this nation. Therefore, our backs are lit up in this hell. And every day when the services are delivered to the people, there is an attempt in some way, somewhere, an attempt being designed to stop the community services of the new Black Panther Party, to stop the strong message of a self-defense, the strong message of nationalism and a militant self-defense. There is always attempts to try to stop a strong message that is demonstrated by on-the-ground action. And we say to everybody, what is today? Is a Friday night. And many of those of our own people, everybody's got something to do, right? But what better place would you want to be as we line up and outline the counterintelligence operations and the war of attrition? When we went to investigate the initial events that we seen on the revised and edited body camera footage that was shown to Comrade Ozone, we experienced modern-day counterintelligence. And it is still being carried out right now as we broadcast, right? We experienced an attempted ambush in Florida as pigs swarmed just moments after we left the scene of where the events took place initially with our comrade, Brother Ozone. When we were in Atlanta, after coming from the DeKalb County Jail concentration camp, we were fired upon in 360 directions. There was automatic rifle fire being let off. Again, in modern day, right now, Now, another thing about counterintelligence, we'll go into this. Another thing we have to understand is that it is an information war as well as a physical war. No war of attrition, because attrition has to be put onto the mind as well as the body, right? Because once the body gives out, the mind is designed to push limits that we cannot really understand until we are in a situation that forces our mind to persevere over our bodies. So in fact, then it's a mental genocide to rip a people from the root of their own knowledge and wisdom. Huh? That is how the attrition begun and how it is carried on today. Understand that a war of attrition is something that is prolonged and long-standing, something that is sustained, both overtly and covertly, something that is sustained, a war that is sustained. It has been a sustained, it has been a sustained tactic or a tactic used to sustain the war of attrition to launch counterintelligence operations on the liberation movement. But it is not just a physical war, and it is not just the information war. It is both. Understanding that the attrition first has to be on the mind, and in the manipulation of ripping a people from the root of their being causes them to be weak in the mind, causes them to go through different stages and phases of post-traumatic slave syndrome, and causes then weak links in the chain. They are sought out, put into higher positions, called black leadership, given concessions, not change, concessions. They are made to think they are above the people. They are put out in front to try to calm the people. But in fact, when the enemy is done with them, you find them quickly disposed of in many different ways. You find them quickly disposed of. This is key because an information war requires for the narrative to be always targeted, for the physical to be always targeted. It is the assault on the mind genocide of a mental genocide, a menticide. It is the assault on the body of the ethnic cleansing and police murder, medical murder, kidnapping and enslavement today. In the modern day enslavement concentration camp of the prison industrial complex of the hells of North America, we see a continuation and a long drawn out war of attrition. Brothers and sisters who are put into these cells and put into these hells, they are there for decades, years upon years, many times for the rest of their lives. Black men and black women given the death penalty when for the same crimes, those who oppose us children are given barely a slap on the wrist. This is the war of attrition. The war of attrition, the escalation of pigs murdering black people, they have become more brazen. They have become more brazen. They have become more terroristic. They have become more bold every day. And it is when we stand up in defense of those who come into our communities hunting and preying on our children, our men and our women, that we know and we are able to understand and we are able then to fight this war of attrition, because we are at war and then there's a war of attrition. So in fact, this information war, this physical war is carried out by the state. Within 1 year of the formation of the Black Panther Party, the FBI established what we know now today as the counterintelligence program. That's called COINTELPRO. We know this by now, as I've been discussing since we begin this broadcast tonight. Between the years of 1956 and 1971 are those key moments that we see. But again, I talked about what is happening today, because we are not going to get caught up in the past and just use that as some way to captivate and masturbate the minds of the people. Right now, today, black men and black women, freedom fighters, are held against their will in these goddamn concentration camps, attacked at will and openly attacked and ambushed in there, even on Wednesday night, as we've seen and we'll discuss tonight. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. was assassination attempt on Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Wednesday night. We've seen a constant, you know, uprising of all this counterintelligence operation. This is what is happening. We understand the history of this. We have to understand the current day, right now, modern day. They use different terminologies and things of that nature, right? Things of that nature. There's always a rollout. There's always a response that is necessary for when we see these escalation of open war. And the response should be great. The response that is received from the people should be great in defense of our freedom fighters. We must understand. We look at, as I mentioned, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Let us not forget about the events of December 4th, 1969, right? When Chicago Pigs, under direction of the Cook County State Attorney, executed, shot rounds upon rounds upon rounds into the West Side apartment, right, where Chairman Fred Hampton and Mark Clark were murdered. And even though at the time, of course, because the people are wise enough to know that the police came and just full out started berating and marauding, right, despite all of that which was presented and the contrary of them being innocent for what they did, which was to assassinate Chairman Fred Hampton and Mark Clark, the judge at the time exonerated the Pigs. That's right. And it wasn't until, what, years later that the court then came with a statement. And in the statement, they talked about how they also conducted that there was substantial evidence to support that the FBI defendants in planning and executing the raid had participated in a conspiracy designed to subvert and eliminate the Black Panther Party and its members, as if we did not already know that. But in fact, it took them years to come to a conclusion that was open in broad daylight, that happened overtly in the streets of Chicago and happens today. And our great ancestor, his son, just Wednesday night, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., our comrade, there was an attempted assassination on him. There is constant attacks launched against the new Black Panther Party. We're seeing one of our brothers in the liberation movement being attempting to railroad him and drag him through the mud, criminalize him. But how can America do this? How can America point the finger at anybody and say anything about anybody when nobody but a fool would disagree that we're talking about the most wicked people on the earth? We're talking about the most brutal nation on the earth. We're talking about a nation that continues to enslave Black people to this day. So despite whatever foolish belief or whatever kind of fool-ass buffoon behavior that has continued to be committed by the house niggas and those who go along with America, we know the truth. We know the truth. One of the young brothers who joined us on a live that we did on OC the Great TV, one of the young brothers, Brother Spike, was arrested yesterday in Florida out there for Brother Ozone, right? I mean, we're continually seeing an increase in the counterintelligence operations of this nation, especially at a time with the escalation of the general war is in full effect. The memorandum that was released by the FBI during the time of the initiation of the counterintelligence operations, and I will say again, it is defined right in these terms, but we must understand that these tactics have been going on long before then, long before the establishment of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, long before the establishment of the security agencies and intelligence agencies of AmeriClan, long before. And they continue to this day and are a detriment if we allow them to be, if we do not properly train and educate ourselves. And we must keep the narrative as it is, right? But we understand, in fact, that memorandum. I want to read a portion from that memorandum that stands out when they put in there that no opportunity should be missed to exploit, and I'm quoting from the memorandum, no opportunity should be missed to exploit through counterintelligence techniques, the organizational and personal conflicts of the leaderships of the groups, and where possible, an effort should be made to capitalize upon existing conflicts between competing Black nationalist organizations, they call, right? So they are openly admitting that they are looking to exploit whatever they can exploit, right? So then it is it's our duty then to make sure that we are tight, to make sure that we are always watching out for those who come in with shaky attitudes and come in and are swifty and swerving on their loyalty and cannot stand on what they say. It is important more than ever that we control our narrative. It is important more than ever that we control our narrative. Control the information that comes in, control the information that goes out. We are talking in terms of a nation. We are talking in terms of a military. We have got to get right. We have got to begin to think as we are in. We are in war. We must think where we are at. We are at war, and it is a war of attrition. We got to stop thinking like civilians. Stop thinking so complacent. We are a military. There's a military occupation against our people. We are a nation. We must have a black united front to deal with the military occupation that has used forced brutality, ethnic cleansing, and genocide, have used counterintelligence and many different psychological operations, spinning the narrative, turning the narrative, and always looking to ultimately assassinate the character and the physical body of our great African liberators and freedom fighters. We must pay attention when we talk about counterintelligence and when we talk about the war of attrition. We say to everybody listening to this broadcast, we have plenty of time here tonight here on New Black Panther Party Radio. We want to hear from people. I continue to talk about controlling the narrative. Let us take time, have a political education break, some strong information on controlling our narrative from our great ancestor, Dr. Amos Wilson. As we continue with this broadcast, visit our national website, mbpp.org. Donate to the legal battle of our comrade brother Ozone. You can do it, justice4ozone.com. You can also donate to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can send us a Cash App $BlackPowerDollar. Let's hear some strong and powerful words on information and controlling our narrative from our great ancestor, Dr. Amos Wilson, and we'll be right back at you. Black Power.
History is the present, and history is the future. In European systems, we have a linear approach to the world, an approach that makes one believe that history is something that is left behind. History is something that can be forgotten. No, ladies and gentlemen, history is never left behind. In the human mind, the history is now. And in the human mind, the history is present. For the future is made of things that were made in the past. Without past, there is no future. And so we must then see. So the Afrocentric view of the world is nonlinear. It is one that sees past, present, and future as simultaneous. And we must recognize this factor. Our knowledge of our history and our perception of our history is intimately tied up with our knowledge of our future and our ability to determine that future. To forget history and not to operate on history is not to control the future. Therefore, we will see then those who wish to control the African mind seek to control our perception of the future. The mind then is not only influenced by its inputs, but of course is influenced by its own native characteristics. It uses the sum of its currently available intellectual, emotional, and behavioral characteristics. And it brings those characteristics to bear on its environment and to affect its adaptation. It uses, then, its own potential powers. The control of the mind and related personality, their characteristic functioning and relationships to the world and self-perception, is significantly achieved through the manipulation and the quantity and quality of inputs, through the structuring of its environment, through the manipulation of reinforcements and experience, and the control of its perceptions and interpretation of these inceptions, perceptions, and finally through the feedback from its output. Let us make it simple. I only mean this, then, that the mind essentially is controlled by the nature and quality, by the quantity of information that flows into it. It is also controlled by its native characteristics, by its thinking characteristics, by its reasoning characteristics, by its current mood state, by its current perception of itself and of the individuals, by its current perception of the environment. And it is also controlled by its expression, by its output. That is, when we express something and when we act upon the world, we look at the effects of our acting upon the world. How the world reacts to our action reflects back on our mind, and our mind is often changed and biased as a result of what we call the feedback mechanism. So then this gives us the basic insight then into how one controls the mind. You can manipulate the mind then in terms of manipulating the information that goes in it. And this is another one of the European constants I often talk about that is hidden behind what is apparent change. And that is the European control of information, which I'm sure you as an audience are very familiar with. We are still fighting to get the videotapes of the court scene on Like It Is or on TV, period. You're still fighting to get other information that you have in the Tawana Brawley struggles and other struggles on the public television. The Europeans, of course, are manipulating that information. Despite your election of mayors, despite your elections of governors, and so forth, the European still intends to control the nature of information that is available to the African mind. And since this mind operates on the basis of information fed through it, then the control of information by Europeans is an attempt to control the nature of the African mind. I was very happy at the time when the City Sun made a major coup in terms of the Tawana Brawley case. That was a monumental event, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you recognize the great historical value of that situation. For the first time, a black newspaper, I may not say the first time, but at least the first time in current history, a black newspaper threatened to become an authority within itself. And African people began to look at a source of information created by themselves as the source of authority and not a European instrument. Because it becomes very, very dangerous to the status quo when we begin to listen and follow our own authority and our own sources of information. And you can see then the New York Times as it attempted to take back the authority that it had lost to the City Sun through either the ignoring of that information or by this 2 or 3 page spread that it made concerning the so-called grand jury findings. But it had been wounded, and we must continue to wound it until it is ultimately destroyed. Information is controlled, and I often talk to college students about this. One of the constants that still remains with us and that is intended to remain. It's what I call the control of the domain of discourse. What does it mean? It only means the control of what it is that is important to talk about. The determination of what is worth talking about. What is worth learning. The European seeks then to control this domain of discourse. What is news? You know, the New York Times then sees itself as what, the paper record and this and that, which means in a way that it is not news until the New York Times says it's news. It is not news unless it occurs on the major network. Anything that doesn't occur on the major networks that does not make the Eurocentric papers then is not considered news. It is not considered worthy of learning. We see this in college catalogs. I said often many of our students go to college, they look in the catalog, they see the listing of courses, and they assume then that the courses listed there must be worth knowing. If they are not worth knowing and studying, then they wouldn't be in the catalog. Of course, the adverse reasoning is, if it's not in the catalog, then it must be what? Not worth knowing. Is it no coincidence, then, that the things that are most pertinent to our advancement and liberation as a people is left out of the college catalog, is left out of the news, which then subtly creates in our minds that news that is important to us, news that is relative to us, is unimportant and not worth knowing. So the very design of the catalog, the very news stories that appear in the paper, the very news stories that are projected on the television set create a value system in and of themselves. And the very fact then that certain things are called news and other things are not, then biases information and ultimately biases the very nature of our minds. And ultimately, it biases the very characteristics and capacities and abilities of our minds to operate on that information and future information. The mind also then has some, I wouldn't say innate characteristics, but at least innate potentialities. Those potentialities such as reasoning, logical thinking, critical analysis, comparisons, contrasting, evaluative stuff, these kinds of things, calculating, weighing, measuring, looking at cause and effects, looking at relations, abstracting. Those characteristics are the very operation the mind uses to operate on the world itself, to operate on information, to transform information, to synthesize information, to store information, to compare information, to use information that is ultimately projected in behavior and ultimately projected on the environment. A mind then that cannot look at implications and develop implications, a mind then that cannot perform simple syllogistic reasoning, a mind that cannot perform comparisons, a mind that cannot contrast, a mind that cannot calculate, weigh, and measure, a mind that cannot determine causes and effects, a mind that cannot determine relationships, a mind that cannot perform organization, a mind that cannot perform planning, a mind that cannot evaluate its effect upon the world, is a mind then that has no real influence upon the world and is a mind that has lost control of itself and is a mind that cannot protect the interests of the personality and the person in which it is a part. This type of structuring is the result, to a good extent, of the nature of the inputs of the mind. and is the nature then, as I said earlier, of the kind of conditions under which the mind operates and lives and exists. One of the reasons then our children have problems often in their thinking skills and reasoning skills. As a side here, I'll say for a moment that we as people can only be in the condition we are in as a result of being robbed of our common sense, as a result of being robbed of our thinking skills, as a result of being emotional and not reasonable, so that our behavior can come under the control of reason and logic, under the control of critical analysis of possibilities and probabilities. It is necessary for the European, in order to control the African mind, to emotionalize that mind. And if you'll note the ads on TV and radio and the other propaganda appeals to which we are subjugated time in and time out are designed to speak directly to the emotions, not to the rationality of the individual. You can only hypnotize an individual once you get around his critical analytical thinking. And the African then is often emotionalized as a prelude to his behavioral manipulation. So then, it is no accident that our children are placed within certain schools. Or as I said earlier, that we are forced to live under certain psychological and physiological circumstances. For it is supposedly in the schools and in the institutions that these inherent characteristics and potentialities of the mind are developed. It is supposedly in the schools that thinking skills and reasoning skills and comparative skills and implicative skills and other skills are trained and developed in the mind, so that the mind then can operate autonomously and independently in the world and bring then the world under its will and under its subjugation and protect the individual in the environment and, if necessary, from the environment. But a thinking black man and woman is a dangerous black man and woman. I have to tell you again and again that all of the institutions of the society, I don't care whether you're talking about the family institution, the so-called criminal justice institution, the so-called religious institution, the health institutions, the educational institutions, the economic institutions, all of them have one thing in common, and that is maintaining European domination. And I have said often, and I will say again, that is the reason why when you meet those institutions, they will operate in relationship to you in a way that is the very opposite of what their name implies. And I've said again and again that the church will often send you to hell, that the economic system will keep you poor, that the health system will keep you sick, that the justice system will mete out injustice. How else can it maintain the European in power if the institutions don't do it?
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. It's a Don Block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the
grade pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage. Playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades. Catching papers, grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby, when she died my heart broke 100 ways. Spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands for bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
Hold up.
Blah. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
We're coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Tonight we got a special speaker for you. He's up and coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment.
Hey, man. They're ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready? Everybody in there?
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say, Lord, you can step, rip, and come for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine, what you saw. Yes, a queen, yes, a people, yes, a savior. What if you don't know your culture, come and let me activate. Circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down, see that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep your culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. It's a lot of Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are supposed to set us free. When I see one, what a step, rip and come to the devil. You can see you pass the lies, you got lies, you just sell. You're the king, you're the queen, you're the people, you're the rock. They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the devil. to the death. You can see past their lies, you got knowledge yourself. Use a king, use a queen, to your people, use a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Black power family, welcome back to New Black Panther Party Radio. As we've been broadcasting here tonight, strong on day 493. The apocalypse is now. Tonight we have been discussing, in our discussion tonight, we've been talking about counterintelligence in the war of attrition. We want to hear from the people. As we move into the last part of this broadcast, about 30 minutes left in this broadcast, we definitely like to hear from you. Press the number one to go live here tonight with the New Black Panther Party. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. And we heard from Dr. Amos Wilson, our great ancestor, as he talked about, as we've been talking about, controlling our narrative and understanding information. What is news? What is important in us getting our message out to the masses of our people, of course, and that is based on us understanding the goals and the efforts of the counterintelligence operations of this state. Dr. Amos Wilson talked about the control of the information for the African mind. We phrase that as the war for the hearts and minds of the masses. It's the war for the hearts of our people, war for the hearts and minds of our people. And he talked about being robbed of our common sense and robbed of a knowledge of self, which goes into, as we discuss, a mental genocide. And it is that mental genocide that gives way to the war of attrition, that it attempts to rob us of our will to fight, of our will to struggle, of our will to defeat this goddamn wicked beast. We understand as a people that as long as there has been rebellion, there has been counterintelligence. As long as there has been an assault on the African nation, there has been rebellion. And that rebellion continues to this day. So in fact, the counteraction, the assault on the freedom fighter, the open war, both covert and overt, of the extension of the general war against our people, it extends all the way throughout the nation, here in America, and all across the African diaspora, but it is a specific targeting of the freedom fighter. It has to be this way. It has to be this way for America, for the white man to be able to control the information. Then every other avenue of information has to be suppressed, right? It has to be suppressed. All other avenues of information that is not coming from the lies of the television screens of the white man, that is not coming from the propaganda of this nation, it has to be suppressed. After they attempted to ambush us in Florida, and after we held our ground, as we experienced the automatic rifle fire, 360 degrees of the residence of where we were at, but we on the ground, boots on the ground for Comrade Ozone, we understand this to be counterintelligence operation is a counteracting. It is a counter or an attempted counter to what is put forth by the revolutionary. We are in war. We must speak in terms of war. We can't be talking all soft. We have to understand the war of attrition, a prolonged, slow, drawn-out battle. But within that battle are many small-scale battles, right? They seem small-scale, but every battle, every effort that is put forth by the people is great. And it must be highlighted. It must be supported. It must be backed. The response should be massive. When our freedom fighters are falsely kidnapped, accused, framed, corrupted upon, sabotaged, defamed, the response of the black nation should be great. The response should come from all across the African diaspora. But in fact, we understand that we are dealing with an information war as well. So then it is on us, the freedom fighters. It is on the people that we get our message out to the masses of our people. It is important as well that our message is not corrupted by those who give the message or those who are attempting to intercede or attempting to infiltrate the message. We have to be on the same accord then. One can't be saying this and the other saying that.
There has to be a common ideology. We have a common enemy. And this ideology must be pushed and must be propagandized by the black nation. Must be given as proper propaganda as a counter reaction, as a counter device, a counter action, not a reaction to the divisive and deceptive, the destructive and disillusioned information that comes out of this United States government. Let's be clear. The counterintelligence operation has counterintelligence activities and counterintelligence operations have been going on long before the establishment of any American police faction. It's gone on long before that. But it is in fact the continuation of the counterintelligence program from the 1960s, 70s, 1919 with Marcus Garvey and so on. So as long as it has been documented, there has been an open war on the freedom fighters, what we're saying. For as long as there has been documentation, there have been a war against the freedom fighter, all in line with attempting to prevent the unity of black people who stand up in the right to defend themselves. In unity, there is strength. In numbers, there is strength in numbers, but there is more strength in understanding our position. Because if you got a bunch of people who are not understanding, well, then you just got a bunch of fools. We understand that the attempts and the devices used for counterintelligence are all an effort to try and attempt to prevent what has happened across this earth ever since there has been war against African people and what continues to happen as long as war persists against our nation, and that is rebellion after uprising, after insurrection, after rebellion and rebellion from city to city, from state to state. America is seeing the rise of a generation who do not fear the odds of standing up for their right to life and their fundamental right to revolt. When we exercise these rights, we are met with the brute, blunt force of the state, local, county, and city police, pig American local militia. That is how we are met. We are not met with praise. We are not met with understanding. We are not met with congregation to sit and discuss how and when the oppression will be lifted. We don't give the damn devil that kind of power. We are the only ones who have the power, and it is through that united black front that is constantly and always assaulted upon by the enemy who uses counterintelligence activities and operations, psychological warfare, to continue its war of attrition against our people. They highlight their wanting, speaking of the state, the police state, here in America, they highlight their wanting to prevent that one. They talk about they're wanting to prevent that one, that Messiah who will unify and electrify the masses, the movement. They highlighted Malcolm X and Kwame Ture and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and they did the same with Dr. King, and they did it with Marcus Garvey, and today they do it to our national chairwoman. They are doing it to Brother Ozone. And they are doing it to brothers and sisters who are incarcerated in this nation, who are kidnapped and held against their will as free people, as political prisoners. They do this to prevent or attempt to prevent what they consider the Messiah, someone that would come. But we are of the understanding of the power of the unity and the spirit of that oneness. They are in the misunderstanding of. We understand that they have on a historical level and on a current level today, on a now, right now level, they have assassinated black leaders and freedom fighters. Damn it, the revolution has kept on going. God damn it, the fight has kept on going. The war is intensifying. A war of attrition is an escalation on all fronts in this nation. So this one that they continue to attempt to bring out, much of it is misunderstood. Much of it is just a divisive, deceptive, delusional tactic of the white man to fire up their goddamn little demons, to hire those Negroes that would infiltrate, and again, to defame and to put some type of culture of fear that would surround, ultimately that would surround black nationalism. But in fact, we find that that has not been the case as we see a rise of the warrior class. Many of those who have fear, well, at this point, you know, we just say you got to toughen up and stop being a chump. What more can we say at an hour when the war is escalating, right? They create violence. They create circumstances of altercation. They create circumstances or they work to create ambushes where they may find the nationalist or find the liberator in a position where they are put into a position where it's all or nothing. And then these positions and narratives of these positions are turned to the detriment of the liberation movement. This is of importance to these counterintelligence operations. It is the goal of these crackers, these devils, and these niggas to investigate, criminalize, patrol, monitor, tap the phone, find those amongst us who would do harm to us when presented with a present, a concession, a trinket, a gift, or presented with a threat of imprisonment or otherwise even beaten, maybe even threatened with their lives. They label us all kinds of terms and names, and they use it to produce an image in the media of a people who have no control of themselves and are people who have no critical thinking. They work to produce an image of what they want the masses to believe the freedom fighter is. But the masses have decided for themselves. The people have decided for themselves. And throughout time, we have seen the upliftment of the freedom fighter. It has to be the same today. We cannot wait until our brothers and sisters, our great warriors, are sitting up behind some damn hell cell or gone physically. Then all of a sudden, all the love and support starts to flow in. What about right now? What about right now? While there is an open war on the freedom fighter, an open war on black people, and an open war on the revolutionary. These counterintelligence programs and activities work to cause troublemaking, work to cause mischief, work to send those to infiltrate, and then in hopes that those infiltrators are those who are committing acts of treason and those stool pigeon snitch, those Negroes, in hopes that they will cause some type of dissension. And oftentimes, they are not successful. When they are successful, that is when we see the worst, even assassination. We have to pay attention. We have to examine the counter-revolutionary operations and activities of this nation. We must also understand that we are at war and we are in war. And it is because of the type of war that we're in that we find ourselves going through these different stages and phases. But ultimately, we know that we will defeat this enemy. We know that our victory is assured, but we have to fight, right? So we understand these different aspects and different devices of psychological operations. They work tirelessly to work to prevent our leaders, to work to prevent our message from gaining respectability. They do this through discrediting members of our community who step out as freedom fighters. They want to work firstly to discredit us to our own communities. They don't care so much about what their people think because they know their people are devils and they will think as a devil does. So they don't really care about that. And the ones of those who are so-called liberal, they know that they will fold at the sight or the barrel of a gun. So they don't fear their own, right? It is us who they fear. But the reasons for their fear they use even to create a paint a picture of the good nigga, the good Negro, who sits like a pet on his knees or her knees or their knees, begging and looking up, huffing and puffing at the tongue, thirsty for a drink from the white man, right? When Negroes, that is the proper term from them, niggas behave like Negroes and niggas do, they are rewarded by the systems and socioeconomic society of America. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are rewarded for kissing white ass. They are rewarded. They are rewarded. This is the reward. The reward is to be, you know, in charge, so-called. But in charge of what? In charge of their own nigga behavior. Because when the white man is done with them, they find themselves quickly disposed one way or another. It is a war of attrition, because then the black people who stand up, those are then who they say are those who once should fear. Or they try to create a culture or a type of mentality of fear around those people, that person, or that group. I mean, these are the tactics of these organizations. These are the tactics that are used. They are used to further and to tighten the grips of the war of attrition on our nation. These are not things that cannot be overturned or things that cannot be defeated. We speak directly to the nature, and we speak directly to the nature of our people, the original nature. As Dr. Amos Wilson talks about robbing people of their common sense, to rob the African of the nature of his and her own mind. And when you discover the natural elements of the African mind and find that everything in existence around us comes from that element, or is coming from the supreme element that gives way to the element, that which we're created from, that of the Almighty Wise God Creator, you find yourself moving toward a knowledge of self and moving towards your African center. This is when you are looked at by the enemy as a troublemaker, as a radical, and as an extremist. So we see that we can see very critically, we can see very clearly that any attempt mentally, physically, or in any other way by black people to defend themselves against the hell that they're catching and to defend themselves against the unjust brutality, ethnic cleansing, and genocide is looked at as a threat from a fearful people who use their own fear of us on turning and flip it and turn the narrative back on us. And because of their fear, because they fear that they know, because they know what they have done and what they continue to do. So it is a deep guilt, sick feeling. But in fact, it is not a feeling of guilt, a feeling of sorrowness or empathy. It is a feeling of guilt to know that you're wrong. That type of guilt. And the white man is guilty and America is guilty. So in fact, to dodge criminal charges, they have continued to swerve the narrative, to continue to receive financial aid and not to be completely dealt with by other nations who they owe money to. They have learned to swerve the narrative. When America chooses to go to war, they don't call down to the ghetto and talk to us. No. They use what we've worked for and what we work for today to more finance their military-industrial complex, and they go to war with other African people. There's no discussion about laws that are put on the books that will furthermore put us into more deeper depths of the war of attrition. There is no discussion with us. There was no say in the 13th and 14th Amendment. Now, today, in modern day, we see that it is the outspoken, outright, overt, in-the-face action, battle tactics to defend ourselves from this government that really gets the needle moving. It's not the backdoor assimilation, let's all get together and sing Negro spiritual, lay down in the street, sit in mentality that gets us any needles moving. It is the on-the-ground activity. It is the militant activity that puts a more hotter fire, raises the temperature in this hell, and forces the white man to do things that he wouldn't do if some old niggas came up singing, "Massa, would you stop beating on me, please?" We got to get with it, family. I mean, come on. We're speaking in terms of war. We are living in times of war. We're not going to sugarcoat this or try to paint a pretty picture. There are many advancements that are taking place many great ideas that are shaping in the African genius and are being manifested through the physical capacity of our great people. There are great things amongst us. But in fact, of all these great things, it cannot be culpable. It cannot be fully capable if we are living in a wicked society under the rule of a people who care not only but to see us dead by any cost. And that is why they have released this global pandemic. And that is why we have been on them about this. That is why we've been on us about this. We released an official statement. We told everyone, stay away from these people. But some of us still, and even laying in the bed with the European, with a cave-dwelling caucasoid, mutinoid, grafted devil, right? We're not far past this activity from Negroes. But this global pandemic has wedged a line where they are trying to split and already many confuse oftentimes of our people and the masses of our people trying to split them between the non-vaccinated and the vaccinated, which really boils down to those who know that they can heal themselves and have stuck to their guns and stuck to not letting no one inject them with some toxic cocktail, and those who bowed out and gave in for whatever reason. For whatever reason. You shouldn't ignore the new information that has come out. And Dr. Aleem Muhammad of the Abundant Life Center talks about this S protein that has come from this vaccine, right? We should not ignore that. We shouldn't ignore the fact that those holistic treatments and holistic things that heal us still are within our reach. Dr. Aleem talked about how they were even vaccinating fruits and vegetables. Therefore, we must be more proactive about growing our own food, having our own goods. What do you think about it, Black Nation? We've discussed a lot tonight. Here on day 493, New Black Panther Party Radio, the apocalypse is now. We have discussed the counterintelligence operations and activities. Of course, we all know 2 hours is not enough time to really break this down, right, for us to continue our discussion. We talk about the war of attrition and the many different things that we can have seen through history and currently right now. Most importantly, don't get lost in history. Most importantly, history happens right now, right? So you can't be a history buff but ignore what is happening now, because this is history. This is our story. We're trying to prevent it from becoming his story. It's our story. We're writing it, but we are trying to prevent it from becoming his story. And that is why many times people think history is something in the past, something that can die, because even that word is related to the wicked manipulation of information by the cave people. We understand all of the different aspects of the assaults and devices of assault against our people. And we know that it is through our on-the-ground efforts to continue to fight amongst all of the midst of chaos and anarchy, in the midst of outright over and covert war, in the midst of constant attacks being launched our way, we understand how important it is that we have our own nation, that we build our own nation, that we deal with anyone who is coming to bring harm to us, no matter what suit they wear, no matter where they fit into the color scheme, right? We understand that we have a mighty mission on our hands, but we are the most capable, because it is our issue to deal with. Sure, most, if not all, of this have been piled onto us. We have been robbed, reassembled, disassembled, spread throughout the diaspora, but we already were, right? We always were together. We always were everywhere. We always were defending ourselves in one way or another. We must tap back in to that natural warrior ethic. Do not allow for anyone to tell you that it is wrong to stand up for your freedom and liberation, that it is wrong for you to think as an African-centered Black man, a Black woman. Do not allow for anybody to try to attack your will to fight. We must stand up and fight in the midst of the oppressor, no matter what it takes, The sacrifices that we make are great. So we ask for the assistance, and we call on the assistance of black people throughout the nation. We call on the assistance of black people throughout the nation that you would donate to the Freedom Fighters. Support those who support you, right? You can send us a Cash App, $BlackPower$, support the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Join the new Black Panther Party. Join the new Black Panther Party. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Our stance since the events that initially took place, the attempting to sabotage the character and name of Brother Ozone and all kind of other sorts of illegal activities that have been carried on by these pigs during this time. Our stance initially is that Ozone is innocent and it will remain, and it strengthens more every day. Support the legal battle of our comrade at justice4ozone.com. It's been a powerful broadcast, and we want to remind everyone that we broadcast here every night. 718-664-6398. Press the number one any night to go live on this broadcast. You can tune in here every night to New Black Panther Party Radio. What we have to say is that no matter what, we will be free. We will get ourselves out of this condition by any means necessary. It is freedom of death, freedom for black people, death to the oppressor in all its forms. Rise up, mighty black nation. We can do what we will, but we must fight, right? So let's stand up. Let's stand up and get right, wake up, and fight ourselves out of this war of attrition. We are the ones who are the most capable. We give honor and thanks to our great ancestors. And we appreciate you all for listening to this broadcast tonight. Black Power Family.
A man to bring pain back. Got to get back. I need some get back.
During Reconstruction, we held every major position you can imagine.
That's right.
From the 41st Congress to the 56th Congress. We were involved in every one of the congressional systems or the congressional process from that 41st to the 56th.
Yes.
We were mayors. We were judges.
Right.
We were sheriffs.
Right.
We were senators. We were congressmen. And even B.K. Bruce of the Treasury Department, a black man, had his signature on all paper money in the United States of America, so it made no difference that a redneck camel breath, snuff-dipping, tobacco-chewing, straw-chewing, beer-belly, overall-wearing peckerwood, hated niggas. Every cracker, in order to buy anything, had to spend money with a black man's signature during Reconstruction on the paper money. But when white folks got tired of niggas being in political positions of authority over them, they lined up armed white men at the door of Congress. Bishop Henry McNeil Turner of the AME Church,
that's right,
armed guards stood at the door of Congress and would not permit Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, a black elected public official and a congressman, to enter the halls of Congress. They stood at the door of the mayor's office. They lined armed guards up at the sheriff's office, a black sheriff elected to be the sheriff of the town. But crackers stood at the door with their guns and said, no more nigger sheriffs in this town. And brought another big beer-bellied peckerwood with overalls on, who was the new sheriff, Big Bubba. And they said, nigger, Big Bubba's the sheriff here in town now. No more nigger sheriff. And if you don't get away from here, we're going to arrest you. Judges were unseated.
That's right.
Senators were unseated. And night riders, Ku Klux Klan, and disgruntled, angry, egotistical white men decided that it was a period that had to be stopped, that blacks were infringing on the rights of white people. Does it sound familiar? They're talking about the angry white male today. And under charges of exaggerated corruption, exaggerated corruption in politics, the poor black man was swept from political position. It looked like a period of political prosperity. But when the white man got tired of black people being in these political positions, he drove us from these political positions. But you're running all over the place, ready to vote. Some of you with your dreadlocks, you're ready to vote. Some of you with an African name as long as North Avenue, you're ready to vote, trying to decide which cracker you're going to vote for. And it's not even the popular vote that determines who the president is going to be. It's the Electoral College vote that determines who the president is going to be. If you're going to go behind a glorified shower curtain pulling a lever, trying to decide which one of these peckerwoods you're going to vote for. It's impossible to defend black law and not break white law. Impossible to defend white law and not break black law. The two are diametrically opposed, 180 degrees different from each other. You cannot seek freedom and independence for black people and talk integration talk with white folks. You cannot talk out of both sides of your mouth. It's impossible to do that. You cannot say we must get away from the color game and the skin game when you are black and your color and your melanin is what marks you and hooks you with the universe and links you with the spiritual, divine, universal, and cosmological order of things. You cannot say we must get away from that and say that you are defending divine law and defending black law. We, brothers and sisters, must understand the very nature in which God has created us. We are righteous by nature. We are other than righteous by circumstance. It is 400 years in specific and 6,000 years in general under the white man that has put us in this condition. 400 years in specific and 6,000 years in general that causes us to break black law today. You can't say you're defending black law when you will eat anything, put anything in your body, eat whatever you saw the peckerwood eat. Ham hocks might be good for the white man. Pork chops and pig feet might be good for the white man. A whole lot of meat might be good for the white man. But it's not good for your delicate system. You cannot defend white law and not offend and break black law at the same time. Remember, your law is not what is written on paper, but it is the very nature in which God has created you. And I'm happy that they asked me to say a word, at least, on black law. Let's go further with the subject that was given to me here tonight, dealing with revolution and dealing with war coming in America. And what the topic theme is to reflect and focus on guidelines for war. Make no mistake about it, brothers and sisters, war is coming in this country.
Yes, sir.
War is coming in this country on an escalated level. We're already in a war